I was thinking the same thing. And as a matter of fact, we have the director of the Charles City Parks and Rec in studio, Tyler Mitchell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Yourself?
Good.
How'd you like that, Tyler?
That was good.
That was an awesome one, Kay Winkleman. Well, of course, it is the big day. The Charles Cityopoly is in. You got those board games in, I believe, late last week. Talk about when they go on sale.
Yeah, so Charles Cityopoly boards are our fundraiser for the all-inclusive playground that we're going to be building. And we will be going public with those on Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
Yes. Okay, let's back up.
Yes.
Let's back up to those who don't know anything about what this is. This is a form of Monopoly, only called Charles Cityopoly. How did you come up with this whole thing?
So we got a fundraising committee put together, and one of our fundraising committee members actually brought this to our attention. So that's how we ended up doing it that way. So what the actual game is businesses around Charles City donated to this, and instead of like Boardwalk, Park Place, all that, it's actually businesses in Charles City. So it's Monopoly, but Charles City's turn on it a little bit.
Okay. And actually, it's all locally done because the photography images are also courtesy of a local Jason Webster. So the whole thing is total Charles City.
Yes, yes. And they turned out really cool.
Okay. So what's the plan? You said they go on sale.
Yeah, so the boards will start going on sale on Thursday. They'll be $35 per person. Besides City Hall, where we'll be selling them, Otto's Oasis, Rustic Corner, Unique Country Store, Birdies and Bows, Main Street Drug, and the brewery will also have a few. So besides City Hall, those are all their locations where you can get them. If there's any other businesses that want to sell them, just feel free to reach out to me and we can get that in place.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to own a game for a town that you live in. I mean, what other town has their own Monopoly game?
Hey, how many did you order?
So there's only 500 boards, and this is the fundraiser for the playground. So we didn't want to order a lot of boards and be stuck on them forever waiting for money, thus to build the playground. So there's only 500. Once we're out, we're out. So once Thursday hits, I would, if you want one, go there. You know, and if you're feeling really generous, you can also donate a little extra money if you want to for the playground. We're still working on getting to what we need to get to put everything in place.
Sure.
I'm just so excited about this. You know, if you're starting to think about doing your Christmas gifting early, what a great family present to have, you know, and most families like to play games on either Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Perfect for that.
That's right. And, of course, talk more about that playground. Where is that going to be at? What park?
So it's going to be at Sportsman's Park. So the playground's going to be a hybrid between the poured rubber surface and the wood chip. So the poured rubber surface is a lot of money. So what we're going to be doing, and this is our goal if we can get enough money raised, is we'll have the whole play structure under the poured rubber. You'll have swing sets for the ADA, all that. We'll have a merry-go-round, something that either the schools or the park and rec don't have. And we're hoping to get, if we get enough money, is zip lines.
Oh, that would be cool.
It'd be one for ADA, but anyone can use it. So it's actually where you sit down and use it. Then we'll have another one that you hang onto a rope and do it that way too. So then that'll be all under the poured rubber. Then outside of that will be wood chips where we have – few other swings, one of the zip lines, stuff like that. So it'll be a mixture. So it won't just be a park for people with disability. It'll be where whole families can go, where if they have a disabled child and a non-disabled child, they can play there, and where one of the others won't get bored. So it'll be really cool.
That's awesome. Awesome news. So they go on sale once again on Thursday. What locations again?
It'll be at City Hall, Otto's Oasis, Rustic Corner, Unique Country Store, Birdies and Bows, Main Street Drug, and the brewery.
All right. Can't wait for Thursday. Plus, we bought some here at KCHA that we're going to be giving away next week. We'll have five of those given away all week next week. So, obviously, buy them. But if you think you can win them for free, you can play the game here on KCHA. But just note that there's only 500, So, right. You know, those quantities will be dwindling by then. So let's talk about the Lions Field Pool. It's almost Memorial Day. Are we still scheduled to open on Memorial Day?
Yeah, so the plan's still open Memorial Day. We filled the pool last week. We're adding chemicals to it. So as long as everything kind of stays in check, we'll be open by Memorial Day.
Okay. Now, I know repairs are on the horizon for the pool as well. Is that going to cut the season short, or has that changed now?
No, so it kind of changed a little bit. So we are having the repairs start in September now and go through April. So we shouldn't have to close early this year. We shouldn't have to open late next year. But everything, just as long as everything falls in line, we'll be okay.
So. Mother Nature.
Yes.
We're talking to you, Mother Nature. So what are some of the repairs that are going to be made to the pool?
So it's a lot of things people can't see, which is unfortunate, but something we need to do to keep the pool running. So all the joints in the pool floor are getting replaced, recirculation system, filtration system, a lot of things like that. But we are, as of right now, unless things change with budget-wise, we plan on adding a rock climbing wall to the deep end. So we'll have a rock climbing wall and a diving board. And then in the future, we plan on doing more fundraisers to get more amenities in the pool and stuff like that.
Sure, so. Rock climbing. That's awesome. That is a good idea. So.
I like that.
You're so
idea.
Full of them. Well, thank you very much, Tyler. Anything else you want to talk about in terms of Park and Rec?
You know, with this playground, if you didn't get on the board but still want to donate, we'd be more than happy to take you. Take any donations, as a matter of fact. The boards, after we sell the boards, that'll cover pretty much the playground cost, but we want to redo sidewalks, make the bathrooms there more ADA accessible, things like that. So we still got more things we want to do to really enhance that park. But if we can't get there, then it'll be just something we do over the next few years. And once we get the money raised for the playground by selling these boards, the whole playground should take about 10 weeks order and to install. So nice. Once we get the board sold, then we'll be going from there.
And so you said these boards are how much?
$35.
$35. Yep. And anybody can drop off extra, you know, 10 bucks or 5 bucks or whatever to help with this. It's a brilliant, very, very cool idea. Congratulations. Kudos to you guys.
Thank you. The fundraising committee did an awesome job putting this together.
And thank you to Jason Webster for taking such awesome shots.
He is
like
iconic here at Charleston.
I can't wait to open this up and lay it all out and go, oh, this is so cool.
You might have to play it during the morning show live on the air.
The darker it gets outside, the more I'm thinking it's game day.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Tyler, for joining us, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. It's 8:29. That is your community conversation brought to you this morning by Flint County Medical Center. Bailey Zimmerman coming up. We got your quiz about 5 minutes away. Here's John Mellencamp.